Good morning. There is a piece of a famous interchange from a well-known movie that goes, "What do you want? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth." Jesus is giving the facts of our relationship with him and our place in God's family in this gospel passage. We and the Jews of his day don't always seem to want to accept the truth of that relationship. He tells his followers who are accepting of him and believed him to be the Messiah that if they stayed on the path of following his words to them, then they shall have the truth he had expressed to them in his teachings. Jesus emphasizes that they are indeed his disciples if they follow these teachings. Then he expands on it by saying, "They and we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free, and by extension, make us free." It is a really hard concept, as I see it, because for many years I had told myself to live a lie about who I was and how I presented myself to the world. I will expand a bit. I have a special connection with this passage, as verse 32 is my confirmation verse from Pastor A.G. Hoffman, who presided over the service in 1966. It took me a long time to learn my own truth and accept it. But we are all still learning our own truths, as well as taking the truths that he presents to us in his words to heart. My truth was one that I figured out in part when I was around 5 years old of age. I did not have words to put to it at that time in my life. In the 1950s, people did not understand about or share that truth. I did not question as to why I felt the way I did, because I did not know any better. When I made it to about 12 years, I began to understand about the differences between the sexes and genders. This is where the lying about how I perceived myself began to take shape. I felt that if I admitted this truth, I could put myself in serious danger because of my truth was how I felt about my body and how I knew I related to the world differently than those around me. I felt I was the only one like myself, and that if I discussed it with others, it could only lead to being physically harmed or even killed. As I grew older, that truth would not stay buried. It kept forcing itself up to the surface of my life. It became an inconvenient truth that was harder to contain. Eventually, I found out that there were other people like myself and that I needed to share my truth. But by that time, I had a family, and it was going to cause strife, so it became a bit longer so the truth set before the truth to set me free. I had made a decision at that time that there could be only one way to bury the truth for good. But fortunately, I was not able to carry out the plans I had made, as when I got home that day and saw one of my children and realized the truth needed to come out instead of being the end of me. Having learned the freedom that accepting my truth as well as living out the truth, Jesus has been giving us through the scriptures, freed me, and it frees us and empowers us to move in directions we could not previously have imagined in our lives. So many of us in our lives try to ignore or bury the truth or ignore the truth until we can't handle the truth. What we need to work on is seeing the value of accepting our truths and the truth that Jesus provides us in scriptures. The truth that the words in them give us powers we never considered. We are capable of using. They are powers we can use to grow ourselves and to share with others to help them grow. We are reminded by Paul in Romans that we can never attain the righteousness that God holds up to us as a goal. The only thing we can do is fall short of that level, since we are all sinners. Yet here too we have an out, as it were, in that we have this way to follow because Jesus' life and death and resurrection give us a grace to live a better life. We have no recourse but to realize we are unable to call someone out as a sinner without first calling ourselves out. Both Jeremiah and Paulus remind us of this glaring fact. We cannot earn salvation through the law because the law has been fulfilled by Christ. We can't point a finger at anyone without four more pointing back at us. What we can do is accept the truth that Jesus has given us as he taught us. We are saved by the grace of God, freely given, and with it comes the status of being a sibling of Jesus in the house of the Father because of the grace he grants us through the faith we have in him. He calls us brother and sister, and we are made co-heirs of the new life in the world yet to be seen. This is the truth of the matter. Amen.